Polly is a quarterly dance party and fundraiser that takes place in Troy. With the next event taking place Saturday, April 21st, WOOC correspondent Jonah Moberg sat down with organizers Sean Desiree and Hannah Vanderkolk to talk about the party and the ideas behind it.
Hi, Sean. Hi, Hannah. Thanks for being here.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Could you just introduce yourselves to the listeners?
Yeah, my name is Sean Desiree.
I'm Hannah Vanderkolk.
And you organize the Polly Party.
Right, yes, that's what we do.
Could you talk a little bit about what Polly is?
Sure. It's a dance party in Troy. It's been happening for about 4 years, but has been evolving in its identity. Currently, its identity is prioritizing safe space for queer people, women, and people of color. So a dance party that feels like those folks have priority to feel safe and have fun. So it's a consent culture party. And then it's also a fundraiser for a different local social justice or arts cause every season. We pretty much do the party once a season.
How do you design a space so that it feels or is like safe and welcoming for the people that you're talking about?
One of the main things we do is kind of have some sort of ground rules, or at least something to refer to that we're trying to create in the space. So, you know, no misogynist, transphobic, homophobic language. We have people that you could go to if someone does something along those lines. We try to make sure that the restrooms are gender neutral, like anyone can use any restroom regardless of gender. And just throughout the night, kind of like making announcements about it and having, I think just trying to be consistent, you know, every party and like making that part of what we're doing. I think that definitely helps. Like, I think with any space, you can't necessarily make it completely safe. You know, you can make it safer, or implement things to make it safer. So that's what we definitely try to do.
Yeah, and we also put that in our, anything we put out PR-wise always says that that's the space we are. So I think that has over time created an expectation that that's the culture of it. And then the other thing that we do is feature a lot of queer, female, and POC performers and DJs. And I feel like that's an important part of setting the tone, is just prioritizing those folks are at the front of the room.
So... can I ask you about the history of Polly? What was the first Polly? Why is it called Polly? Are you or are you not a swingers party?
Thanks for clearing that
question
up, Jonah. So my friend Blaine O'Neill was really, and Ellen Foster were the spearheaders of Polly back about 4 years ago. Blaine now lives in LA again, and was the reason that I came to Troy. And I think it was pretty much that those guys love the club and were like, now we live in this small place where there isn't that. And we're going to start a party. And it started at the River Street Pub and didn't have the fundraising component and didn't even really explicitly have the like safe space consent culture component, though those guys are into that as well. And Polly, I think, was... Jesse Marshall, it's Jesse Marshall's mom's name, and he was just around, person around in the early days.
I didn't know the story.
Yeah. But then I think there was some Polly affinities in the original group. So I think it was playing a little bit with that. And it is not a swingers party.
Yeah. But, just to clear that up.
But I think it is like in the consent culture and the queer positive. It's also, I would say, a sex positive space. To say like, yeah, you can be yourself and explore.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not like on the dance floor, but
yeah.
So how did you end up involved?
Well, actually, Shauna, who is a Troy person that most people know, was like, oh, I guess you were looking for someone else to do it with. And Shauna was like, oh, maybe Sean will be interested. And so basically she just started a email or Facebook thing between us. And I was like, okay, this seems really awesome. It would be nice to be a part of a dance party, you know, because I guess I'm not going and dancing anymore. I don't know. So I was like, oh, I wanted to keep going, and that the the profits were to going toward like a nonprofit, and it's a really great way to support community. I was like, oh, this seems like a good thing to have keep going. And so, yeah, we met up and talked about it, and they were like, oh, I think that this will work out. You know, we have each other to support each other, you know. Yeah.
And it's going well.
Yeah, it really is. It's sometimes overwhelming. It's like a ton of work, and it's volunteer work, and it's a ton of coordinating other volunteers, and it's a lot of community interface because we get space donated from CAC Woodside and now the church on 12th and Hutton and 51 3rd, and you know, many people have been really generous with their time and their space, and we're having New Belgium Brewery is donating beer again this time, so you know, it's a ton of that kind of coordination, but it is flourishing.
Could we talk about the next poly?
Yeah. So that one's happening the Saturday coming up, not tomorrow, but next Saturday on the 21st. And it's going to be at the church on Hutton thing. I always forget how to pronounce that.
They're an Omni person. So
yeah, right. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know about anything about Troy. No, I'm joking. I know about Troy. So that'll start at 9. And the profits for this one will go to the Black Diamond Dancers, which is a local youth dance group. And so they're also going to do a little performance in the beginning if people want to come early.
Oh, cool.
At 9 p.m., they'll be...
I think a little late, like 9:45.
We have to say 9 because then people...
Yeah. 9.
At 9 o'clock on the dot. And, so we have some DJs. We have right here, Hannah's going to be DJing, Digital Debris. We have True Master and Future Black.
True Master is going to be there, huh?
Yeah, True Master, local DJ.
Yeah,
awesome.
True Master comes about once a year. Yeah, and it's pretty excited. And then Don Fons and D. Colin are going to be performing.
Wow,
so it's a good lineup.
That's an awesome lineup. And the theme is deep thaw.
Slash moonlit melt.
Yeah.
Cool. I guess that's a pretty good spring theme. But was there inspiration behind that?
Yeah, spring. Yeah,
just like help, please make it warm.
Yeah, I'm done.
That's awesome. I know you need a lot of volunteers for, I don't know, cleanup and decorating and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
if
definitely.
People want to get involved with that, how can they contact you?
Poly Troy Dance Party on Facebook, and you can just message us, or you can message Sean Desiree or Hannah Vanderkolk. We especially need volunteers for the door, to work the door, which is actually a really fun job. And clean up and set up and even if you want to donate an hour of your time, it's very appreciated.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Late to Dawn That was Hannah Vanderkolk and Sean Desiree organizing Poly, a quarterly dance party in Troy. The next party will be Saturday, April 21st, late to dawn at the church at 2298 12th Street.